You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Seven Marines and four soldiers are missing after an Army helicopter crashed during a training exercise in the Florida Panhandle. A spokesman at Eglin Air Force Base says search and rescue teams have found some debris there. The missing Marines are from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The soldiers are with a Louisiana Army National Guard unit. Hillary Clinton says she communicated exclusively on a private email account while she was Secretary of State because it was more convenient. In a news briefing Tuesday at the United Nations, Clinton conceded it would have been better if she had used an official government account for her business as America's top diplomat. A Senate panel is taking up President Obama's request to use military force against ISIS today. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear testimony from Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Ash Carter. It will be the first serious consideration of the request the president made a month ago. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is defending the letter he and dozens of other Republicans sent to Iranian leaders to discourage them from agreeing to a nuclear deal with President Obama. This is USA Radio News.
How many more times is he going to need to come home drunk or high before you realize that unless he gets professional help, things are never going to get better? How many more times is she going to steal from you to pay for her habit before you finally admit that you need an expert to help you get the treatment she needs to get her life back on track again? At the American Drug Treatment Centers, we specialize in helping you and your loved ones conquer the demons of addiction. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, our network of centers are ready to help you get the loving treatment your husband, wife, or child needs to get his or her life back. If you've been asking for a sign or a direction on what to do, then consider this ad an act of fate. Call 800-461-3594 today for the real help you need to make real change. Again, 800-461-3594. That's 800-461-3594. 800-461-3594.
More information is coming available on the Army helicopter crash in the Florida Panhandle.
I can unfortunately confirm that we have had some human remains and debris from the aircraft that have washed ashore.
Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andrew Borland tells Fox News that search and rescue teams are in place and ready to fully investigate the crash. Four Marines were from a special operations regiment at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The four air crew members and the helicopter were with an Army National Guard unit from Hammond, Louisiana. Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andrew Borland tells Fox News a full investigation is already underway.
We do have the Coast Guard folks who have actually already put a boat in place and have secured the waterway. That will prevent any civilian water traffic that might be in the area from interrupting or disrupting the full-scale recovery effort.
He says a second helicopter in the mission landed and all crew are accounted for.
That aircraft did recover all safe and sound. Everyone on the aircraft was accounted for. They did lose contact with the first aircraft.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
The U.S. ambassador to South Korea is on the road to recovery following last week's attack by a man with a knife. Mark Lippert tells NBC's Today that he's fortunate to be where he is, considering how dangerous the attack was.
I feel really blessed. I'm counting my lucky stars, and I do feel like, you know, someone was watching over me because, you know, it was about, people tell me, about 2 centimeters away from my carotid artery, which would have been horrible.
Doctors removed the 80 stitches needed to close cuts to Lippert's face earlier this week. The 42-year-old was attacked just before he was to give a speech in Seoul last Thursday. An expert on small business says they need to get a lot more social media conscience.
Number one, you want to share helpful information daily. If you think you're just going to use social media once a week, that's really not going to move the needle for your business. You also need to engage with people directly. You need to learn some people's names.
Melinda Emerson says that's because a lot of people are on social media, and one bad online review or questionable tweet can hurt business. She's been working with The Hartford, which talked about small businesses and social media in its latest small business success study. Melinda Emerson is an expert on small business, and she says small business people need to really think about how they want to do social media.
I really think you have to develop, you got to listen. You got to figure out which social media platform is your best target customer spending all of their time, and you need to be on that one too.
You can learn more at smallbizlady.com. I'm Ron Taylor. And you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. 7 Marines and 4 soldiers are missing after an Army helicopter crashed during a training exercise in the Florida Panhandle. A spokesman at Eglin Air Force Base says search and rescue teams have found some debris there. The missing Marines are from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The soldiers are with a Louisiana Army National Guard unit. Hillary Clinton says she communicated exclusively on a private email account while she was Secretary of State because it was more convenient. In a news briefing Tuesday at the United Nations, Clinton conceded it would have been better if she had used an official government account for her business as America's top diplomat. A Senate panel is taking up President Obama's request to use military force against ISIS today. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear testimony from Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Ash Carter. It will be the first serious consideration of the request the president made a month ago. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is defending the letter he and dozens of other Republicans sent to Iranian leaders to discourage them from agreeing to a nuclear deal with President Obama. This is USA Radio News.
How many more times is he going to need to come home drunk or high before you realize that unless he gets professional help, things are never going to get better? How many more times is she going to steal from you to pay for her habit before you finally admit that you need an expert to help you get the treatment she needs to get her life back on track again? At the American Drug Treatment Centers, we specialize in helping you and your loved ones conquer the demons of addiction. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, Our network of centers are ready to help you get the loving treatment your husband, wife, or child needs to get his or her life back. If you've been asking for a sign or a direction on what to do, then consider this ad an act of fate. Call 800-461-3594 today for the real help you need to make real change. Again, 800-461-3594. That's 800-461-3594. 800-461-3594.
More information is coming available on the Army helicopter crash in the Florida Panhandle.
I can unfortunately confirm that we have had some human remains and debris from the aircraft that have washed ashore.
Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andrew Borland tells Fox News that search and rescue teams are in place and ready to fully investigate the crash. Four Marines were from a special operations regiment at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The four air crew members and the helicopter were with an Army National Guard unit from Hammond, Louisiana. Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andrew Borland tells Fox News a full investigation is already underway.
We do have the Coast Guard folks who have actually already put a boat in place and have secured the waterway. That will prevent any civilian water traffic that might be in the area from interrupting or disrupting the full-scale recovery effort.
He says a second helicopter in the mission landed and all crew are accounted for.
That aircraft did recover all safe and sound. Everyone on the aircraft was accounted for. They did lose contact with the first aircraft.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Seven Marines and four soldiers are missing after an Army helicopter crashed during a training exercise in the Florida Panhandle. A spokesman at Eglin Air Force Base says search and rescue teams have found some debris there. The missing Marines are from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The soldiers are with a Louisiana Army National Guard unit. Hillary Clinton says she communicated exclusively on a private email account while she was Secretary of State because it was more convenient. In a news briefing Tuesday at the United Nations, Clinton conceded it would have been better if she had used an official government account for her business as America's top diplomat. A Senate panel is taking up President Obama's request to use military force against ISIS today. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear testimony from Secretary of State John Kerry and Defense Secretary Ash Carter. It will be the first serious consideration of the request the president made a month ago. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is defending the letter he and dozens of other Republicans sent to Iranian leaders to discourage them from agreeing to a nuclear deal with President Obama. This is USA Radio News.
How many more times is he going to need to come home drunk or high before you realize that unless he gets professional help, things are never going to get better? How many more times is she going to steal from you to pay for her habit before you finally admit that you need an expert to help you get the treatment she needs to get her life back on track again? At the American Drug Treatment Centers, we specialize in helping you and your loved ones conquer the demons of addiction. Whether it's drugs or alcohol, our network of centers are ready to help you get the loving treatment your husband, wife, or child needs to get his or her life back. If you've been asking for a sign or a direction on what to do, then consider this ad an act of fate. Call 800-461-3594 today for the real help you need to make real change. Again, 800-461-3594. That's 800-461-3594. 800-461-3594.
More information is coming available on the Army helicopter crash in the Florida Panhandle.
I can unfortunately confirm that we have had some human remains and debris from the aircraft that have washed ashore.
Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andrew Borland tells Fox News that search and rescue teams are in place and ready to fully investigate the crash. Four Marines were from a special operations regiment at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The four air crew members and the helicopter were with an Army National Guard unit from Hammond, Louisiana. Eglin Air Force Base spokesman Andrew Borland tells Fox News a full investigation is already underway.
We do have the Coast Guard folks who have actually actually already put a boat in place and have secured the waterway. That will prevent any civilian water traffic that might be in the area from interrupting or disrupting the full-scale recovery effort.
He says a second helicopter in the mission landed and all crew are accounted for.
That aircraft did recover all safe and sound. Everyone on the aircraft was accounted for. They did lose contact with the first aircraft.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
The U.S. ambassador to South Korea is on the road to recovery following last week's attack by a man with a knife. Mark Lippert tells NBC's Today that he's fortunate to be where he is, considering how dangerous the attack was.
I feel really blessed. I'm counting my lucky stars, and I do feel like, you know, someone was watching over me because, you know, it was about, people tell me, about 2 centimeters away from my carotid artery, which would have been horrible.
Doctors removed the 80 stitches needed to close cuts to Lippert's face earlier this week. The 42-year-old was attacked just before he was to give a speech in Seoul last Thursday. An expert on small business says they need to get a lot more social media conscience.
Number one, you want to share helpful information daily. If you think you're just going to use social media once a week, that's really not going to move the needle for your business. You also need to engage with people directly. You need to learn some people's names.
Melinda Emerson says that's because a lot of people are on social media, and one bad online review or questionable tweet can hurt business. She's been working with The Hartford, which talked about small businesses and social media in its latest small business success study. Melinda Emerson is an expert on small business, and she says small business people need to really think about how they want to do social media.
I really think you have to develop, you got to listen. You got to figure out which social media platform is your best target customer spending all of their time, and you need to be on that one too.
You can learn more at smallbizlady.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, and sorry for running a little bit late. I am your host today, and just having some business items to take care of this morning with the chamber. So that's, I was here, but taking care of business, which is a good thing. And for those of you that may be following some information, my topic today is actually surviving divorce. And quite often I make a choice of topic based on, last year I was doing a lot based on, you know, it's, I guess this is like a National Nutrition Month, you know, those kinds of things. But I also listen to my clients, which is part of what I'm my job, and hear what's going on and listen to some trends that might be happening. And I've got a few people right now that are struggling with divorce, and some of them are divorced, some are getting divorced, and having gone through a divorce myself way back in my past, I know that it can be emotionally draining and emotionally challenging. So it's really about, you know, surviving divorce is not so much, this information is not so much about filing for divorce and splitting up finances and all of that legal aspect. It's really more about the emotional aspect. It's the coping skills that we need to develop. Because divorce can really pull our lives and our self-esteem apart. And oftentimes when we're even thinking about divorce, we are already at that point struggling with self-esteem issues and goals and trying to figure out what our life might look like as a single person, what it would be like to possibly have a new relationship, just all of those things, finances, and the stress of it. And some of my clients have gone through divorces where they actually end up with acute stress disorder or even post-traumatic stress disorder, that it can be that stressful. So I thought talking about it, because I am sure there are people who might be listening that either have been through divorce recently, are in the process of divorce, or actually thinking about it. So coping skills is really important. And our personal well-being when we're going through a divorce oftentimes feels threatened. And when I say well-being, I don't necessarily mean only physical, definitely emotional, financial. Our confidence oftentimes goes down. And we may feel as if we no longer have any kind of personal strength, that we can't stand it one more minute. So here are some important things to think about. One is liking yourself. Now, guilt so often goes along with divorce. Guilt over having, for the most part, hurt the other person. Guilt over the children, even the pets. And so there's a lot of negative self-talk. And so liking yourself and negative self-talk don't go together. So putting yourself down doesn't work. Should I be doing this? Shouldn't I be doing this? Sometimes relationships really end. Beating yourself up for staying in the relationship as long as you have doesn't help. Beating yourself up for the damage that might be done to your children doesn't help. Comparing yourself to others doesn't help. Looking at the mistakes that you've made. You know, we all make mistakes. None of that helps. Judging yourself, that does not help. And so often, looking at ourselves as a failure, looking at our self-image as less than, knocking down our self-confidence. And that does happen in a divorce. It really can hurt. So learning how to like yourself, even going through a divorce, is important. It's actually an important factor to your own happiness. Comparing yourself to others, it just doesn't happen, because it hurts. So don't make it happen. And look at your mistakes as a way of learning. Now, some people say, oh, you know what, I've been married for 2 years, I realize it was a mistake. Sometimes I've been married for 28 years and I realize it's a mistake. I stayed together because of the children. I felt I had no other option. And so, beat ourselves up. So we make a mistake. It is a way of learning. And ask yourself, what is it that you're learning? Keep things simple and realistic in your life. And one of the things that I share quite often is some mindfulness. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But also, just do what you can in the day. Sometimes finances are really tight when you're going through a divorce. If you have enough for today, that may be all you need. So it's about keeping it simple and keeping it realistic. One of the things I suggest, because it is an action item, is journal. Write down your thoughts. Write down your plans. Write down action items. Make a list of these are the things that I'm going to do today. Set objectives and goals that are reachable. Learn how to accept compliments. Begin to notice your talents and draw on them. Oftentimes you are stronger than you think. And if other people put you down, it's not okay. Either challenge them or walk away. Take pride in your personal appearance. Oftentimes, when we are in the throes of a divorce, we are so tired and spent that we don't even care if we comb our hair or take a bath. We can be so depressed. It doesn't help you. Because when you're taking care of yourself, getting dressed, combing your hair, getting ready for the day, you feel better. And treat yourself as if you're your own best friend. That means be kind to yourself and be patient. Forgive yourself. Treat yourself to something, even if it's just a nice cup of tea that you can make for yourself at home. Learn what it means, or the difference between being assertive, non-assertive, and aggressive. Believe it or not, these are things that we can learn to help survive a divorce. Because when one spouse becomes trapped in that low self-esteem, chances are they will either become non-assertive or even aggressive at times, because it can swing either way. And so learning how to have good, assertive, stand up for yourself, feel equal to others, self-respect can be a challenge, but is necessary. So one of the things is prioritize your needs. Put yourself as a top priority. And assert yourself. Present your feelings without attacking others. This means using I statements, not you make me feel. I feel. Always coming from that I feel statement says that I am responsible for how I feel. And allow yourself to be present to your feelings. So that means acknowledging them when you have them. Not by attacking others, but by acknowledging. I might have to say, I'm feeling angry right now. And being assertive is something that we can all learn and can always work at improving. So, I need, there's an I statement, to actually take a break. Being I started late, I have some commercials to catch up on and maybe even a little weather. So I will be back with you in a few moments with Counselor's Chat and talking about surviving divorce.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The weather for Hunterton County, it is currently 50 degrees and partly sunny with a high near 56 is as expected for today. And tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 31. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 50 and mostly clear Thursday night. Friday, a chance of rain, mainly after 5 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 46. Friday night, rain, mainly after 8 p.m. Saturday, rain, high near 50, chance of precipitation is at 80%, and a chance of showers on Saturday night. Sunday, also some showers expected with a high of 47. It is currently 12:33.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I'm talking about surviving divorce. Like I had said when I started off my show today, it's not so much about the financial aspect or the legal aspect. It really is the coping aspect. And when I do have clients that come in, that's a lot of what we talk about when they are going through divorce, how to cope with a divorce. I'm not a lawyer, so I cannot give legal advice. I have a little bit of information, and I always suggest talk to your lawyer. They would have a lot more information on how to handle the finances and the legal aspect. In terms of parenting, I do talk to my clients about parenting and the effects of divorce on children. And you know, the younger children do have fallout from divorce, but they tend to negotiate it a little bit better because it's the new normal for them. For the majority of their childhood. So if you have a child that's 3 or 5, they tend to adjust to it a little bit better, probably even a lot a bit better, than children that are in their 10s and teens and even 20s. And of course, remembering to not use your children as pawns. That is abusive to your children. Your job as a parent, even if you don't respect your husband or ex-husband, or even if you don't respect your ex-wife, your job is to help to make sure that your children do, and that they do respect your ex, and that they do love your ex. Parenting styles oftentimes can be very different. And even with that in mind, because you are a parent, you must work at teamwork. Your child comes first. And if you are using your child as a pawn to get back at each other, that is, like I said, only abusive and completely inappropriate. It's also very important to make sure that your child knows that they are not responsible for the divorce. I do have a client who's struggling with her divorce, his divorce, and the child does have a sense of feeling responsible. Talked about a situation that went on at home at school, and it caused some issues, and as a consequence, the child feels that because they said something to a teacher at school, that it caused the divorce, not recognizing, because from a child's perspective, they don't understand the full picture, not recognizing the parents were already in the process of divorce. And that's a sad thing, and it's a heavy, heavy burden for a child to carry around, to believe that they're the ones that are the cause of the divorce. Children never are. And you need to make sure that if you are in this process, that your children are not the cause of the divorce. With that being said, you can make sure that you read up on how to parent. There's a book on parenting while divorced. Excellent book to read. Again, teamwork is really important. And you may not always agree. But again, it's working together as a team parenting. Even though you may not have been able to work out your marriage, you still need to work on how to work as a team to parent your children. So, with that being said, getting back to taking care of self, and assertiveness and non-assertiveness and passive-aggressive and aggressive, that being assertive, which is where I ended off before the break, is standing up for yourself, feeling equal to others, having self-respect, and respecting others. Yes, do we feel hurt and angry through a divorce? We do. There's no denial. It is a loss. There is a grieving process. You may have a combination of relief and sadness and anger and all of those feelings. Now, taking care of yourself has to be a top priority. Prioritize your needs and assert yourself. That means being present to your feelings without attacking. And again, like I said, using I statements. I feel sad. I feel attacked. I feel abandoned. I feel used. I feel disrespected. Demonstrate good self-esteem by your behavior and your body language and your attitude. And this will also help in being assertive. Work to improve yourself. Learn. Take a class in something that you're interested in, or take a class in something that you thought you might never be interested, like, I don't know, plumbing. You know, Home Depot often offers a Saturday class on how to do plumbing or tiling or, I don't know. Why don't you, check that out and learn something. Challenge yourself to do something new and do something different. Don't let your nutrition lapse. Get rest. Engage in exercise. Go for a walk. Oh my gosh, it's warming up. Isn't that super wonderful? So let's go outside and take a walk. Start noticing things that are beginning to pop up out of the ground. The trees are beginning to respond to more sunshine and warmer days. It actually gives you a little bit of a spiritual boost. And that is also important. Sometimes going through a divorce gives us an opportunity to work on developing a deeper sense of spirituality, deeper sense of connection. I will never say that divorce is easy. It almost always causes pain. And we can use that towards growth. Working at eliminating the negative value judgments that you have on yourself. Allowing yourself to succeed by planning something that you know you can succeed in, and then acting on your plan. It might be as simple as baking some muffins. Allow yourself time out to escape a little bit every day, to pamper yourself a little bit. To leave your clothes on the floor if that's what you feel like doing. Not permanently, but just for a little bit. Find ways to help other people. Believe it or not, reaching out and volunteering somewhere can actually be very, very useful. It can be very helpful because you feel like you're giving back. And of course, if you need to speak to a therapist, by all means, we are available. As I had said, practicing mindfulness, and that means being present in the moment. So I need to take another little commercial break because our commercial supporters are really important in keeping Hunter and Chamber Radio alive and well. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in a few moments to wrap up surviving divorce.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about surviving divorce. And I've talked about things like nutrition and rest and self-care and some exercise, self-forgiveness, letting go of mistakes, being compassionate to yourself, working at being assertive, not aggressive or passive. But the other thing I want to talk about is forgiveness. It is really a challenge sometimes to forgive your ex or soon to be ex, especially when you're in the middle of it. And forgiveness is not for your ex. And I'm using ex because it could be ex-husband, it could be ex-wife, soon to be, whatever. It is about letting go. When we forgive other people, we are letting go of the resentment and the anger and the struggle, and maybe even the hatred. All of that heaviness that we carry around. So forgiving and letting go are really important so that we can move on. Whenever we forgive anyone, it's not that we don't remember. It's not that we prevent people from getting whatever the consequences of their action. It just means that we don't carry around the anger and the hatred anymore. So if my a scenario, let's say, if my ex or soon to be ex was in an affair, I don't carry the anger around. I let it go. Do I say I'm going to take that person back? Well, maybe not. I may say, you know what? You're not trustworthy, and I don't think I want to trust you in a relationship, and that's okay. But I'm not angry about it anymore. I'm letting it go. I'm moving on with my life. I'm reconnecting with old friends, people that I might have drifted away from because of my marriage. Sometimes this happens. It can happen slowly over the course of years. But now that you're single again, it's a great time to reconnect and rebuild rather than hold on to grievances, let go and forgive and move on. It could be male friends, female friends. It might even be someone that you're thinking might rekindle an old relationship. And always be compassionate with yourself. That's a huge, huge thing to do. Forgive yourself as well as forgiving your ex. If you're a guy, I don't know, you might want to indulge in some of your old bachelor habits. Leave the toilet seat up, whatever. You know, drink the milk out of the carton and put it back in the refrigerator. Whatever, things that you would do when you were single. You know, grab the stinky t-shirt out of the hamper and put it back on. Might not be something you want to do when you get into a new relationship, but it might be a little satisfying to indulge in some of those things. And look for new hobbies. Options are limitless. Learn to play an instrument. Work on a car. Learn a new language. Take on the challenge of some technology that you may never have done before. And ladies, you might want to go out and look for a new job. Get yourself organized. Get your nails done. Get a massage. Again, also, girls, connect with your friends, people that you may have let go of, and volunteer somewhere. Decide to do things like take charge of your financial life. Go speak to a financial advisor. And begin to develop some knowledge. Knowledge is power. Definitely start that exercise plan and get back into shape. Have one of those lingerie parties. You know, like the old Tupperware parties. Or Dove chocolate party or something like that. Jewelry party. And invite some of your friends over for a good time so that you laugh. Divorce is not easy. And it's important. Again, you may need to see a therapist. Someone who can help normalize your reactions to the stress and the loss and provide understanding. You may have to explore the reason for your breakup and understand what's going on and what's been going on. Even with divorce, it's important to learn how to communicate effectively. Explore sources of support. You may have to look for a new job or start a career. Therapists like myself often know of different services that are out there that may help you go from being a stay-at-home mom to developing a career. Learning some things about parenting while divorced is important. How to re-engage with others. How to start dating. And one of the things that therapy can offer is normalizing feelings, thoughts, and behaviors during a time of crisis. That always helps us feel better. So I hope this was helpful. That surviving a divorce is something that many of us do. It is a time that is often filled with pain, confusion, anger, hopelessness, feelings of abandonment, and it can seem like a nightmare. The good news is that it does get better, and you can move on with your life and move ahead and move forward. So, if you are interested in talking to me concerning a possible divorce that you've gone through or going through, please feel free to give me a call at 908-237-2899. You can also find out more information about what I do on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com or altarolecounselor.net. That's altarole, R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, .com or .net. I work with people struggling with addiction, early recovery, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, families of addiction, depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, grief and loss, anger management, which I'll mention in a moment, marriage counseling, divorce counseling, parenting. You name it, career counseling. As a therapist, we do many things. As a licensed professional counselor, I need to have my master's in counseling, and I'm a nationally certified counselor. I do not keep a waiting list, and if you're interested in making an appointment, you can call me at 908-237-2899. If you would like to make a comment about the show, or if you have any suggestions for a show, please contact me also, same number, 908-237-2899. And it's been suggested that I work a little bit harder at pre-planning my my show topics. And so next week, I will be talking about political correctness and therapy. I thought that might be an interesting topic. Anyway, tune in next week at Wednesday at www.100inchamberradio.com. Of course, if you're listening, you know that's the only way you're going to hear me and hear this station. And I hope you tune in next week. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat. Also, just a quick announcement for starting anger management groups April 7th. If you're interested, it's a small, intimate group where I'm going to have counseling and coaching along with Meena Singh, who is a life coach, and we will be doing a 12-week course on anger management. So if you're interested, again, that same number, 908-237-2899, and if you would like to participate, please give us a call so we can set you up to be in this very exciting group. And I will be back next week. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and I wish you all good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures. Never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Military officials say crews have found some remains after the crash of an Army helicopter near Pensacola, Florida. AP correspondent Melissa Nelson-Gabriel says the accident happened at a military-owned beach.
They use it a lot for amphibious assault training. Apparently, it's a very good environment for that sort of special operations training.
Heavy fog has hampered search efforts. Seven Marines and four soldiers are presumed dead. The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says that so far, no Democrat in Congress has thrown support behind President Obama's proposal for new war powers to fight the terror group ISIS.
Senators hope to get more details.